I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Fantastic. Thanks for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it. As soon as I saw the poster, I was like, I got to talk to these guys.
Well, you know what? That has been pretty good for the area and for everybody kind of coming in to take it, see the lawnmower racing. That's for sure.
So take me back to when you decided this is something that Vermilion had to have happen.
Well, in 2023, we did our inaugural race. It was pretty hillbilly. We got some survey stakes, flag tape, and we set up a pretty rough course in the infield at the Vermilion Fair. And from there, we had 13 mowers show up. Then we kind of grew it out the next spring. We started building our track, built it up for the first race we did in the June was 27 tractors.
Wow!
And then we got to the fair, and then we hit 37 tractors. And we got into our September showdown under the lights, and we got somewhere around that 40 units. And that was in 24, so now we hopscotch into 25 here. And this year we've seen a bit more success. So our first event in June 21st with a car show, with the Gears and Cheers car show, we had it forecasted about 3 inches of rain. So it hampered a lot of guys from showing up, but we still had 21 machines pop in, and we raced and had a great time. And then we roll into the fair here this past July, and we had 50 registered mowers. It was pretty wild. So out of that, 28 heats, 140 laps.
Wow.
It's pretty intense.
Chatting with Heino Westergaard from the Vermilion Ag Society about their lawnmower races coming up Saturday, September 13th. Now, these aren't your standard lawnmowers that you're trimming the grass with out at your acreage. These have been modified quite a bit.
Well, so there is classes where that you can take the one that you're cutting your grass with, just remove your blades or the mower deck, and then we have that for stock class.
And those take about, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours to complete?
Well, we try to limit the amount of laps they do because they are pretty slow, so they get three laps to take and run around the track, and it's a modified track for them as well, so it's quite a bit shorter. And then from the stock classes, we take and jump up into our super stock, and that is a modified lawnmower, usually pulley swaps, a few other things. They're still governed, so it's still limited to that 3,650 RPM. And then there's two different divisions in there. You can have it where it's lowered or it's stock height, and then we'll kind of split the groups up like that. And with an average speed of those ones, they'll be running somewhere around that 45 to 60K.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we get in from there, we get into pro stock. That's an ungoverned, and they'll be running somewhere around that 55 to 75K.
Wow.
And then we get into outlaw, which is anything short of a car engine.
Oh, my gosh, in a lawnmower.
Yeah, it still has to look like a lawnmower. You can do custom frames, and we've got sets specifics for the wheelbase and track widths and things like that. So you have to follow those rules. But other than that, whatever you can ram under the hood, you can make her work.
Wow. I have to ask if there's been a memorable mishap or a hilarious moment over the years where you're like, wow.
Well, we have several of those. Yeah. If you look at our Facebook page, I believe that they put a compilation together of tips and tops and rolls. Where that there's been some pretty interesting interesting things happen. But for the most part, it's pretty good. We do have a few wily occasions where you do a barrel roll or things like that, or practice a little acrobatics on your mower because you're going too quick. But, the outlaw class can get pretty fast. They were clocking about 100 kilometers an hour.
And they're not strapped in at all.
No, you prefer to fly away from it when it starts rolling.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I'm sure the grass at the track looks fantastic when you've got that many mowers on site.
Well, we've actually got our track is it's a hard clay base, and then we put screenings onto it, so you got a little bit of slip.
Oh, wow.
And then we have grass around the outside edge. We've got some great pictures of overhead and aerial shots of the track there, so you can see how it's kind of laid out.
Love it. Lawnmower race is all set to go Saturday, September 13th at the Vermilion Ag Grounds. Races start at 3. The registration from noon to 2. Online, it's vermilionag.ca. Heino, thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. I appreciate it as well. Thank you.